Thank you for listening to Spiritual Teachings with Shunyamurti, recorded live at the Sat Yoga Ashram in Costa Rica. To join us for a life-changing meditation retreat, or to make a donation to support this transformational work, please visit our website, www.satyoga.org. To access more teachings or guided meditations from Shunyamurti, please visit the members section of our website or our YouTube channel, Sat Yoga Institute. Namaste.
It's the key to spiritual development, because most of the obstacles are internal to the consciousness below the threshold of what you are actually aware of. And it's only when the mind becomes very subtle that you can begin to understand yourself in a way that isn't superficial and that isn't based on ideas that you've learned from other people, and that enables you to discern the difference between the ego and the real self, and to be able to stay always in what is real and not buy into a false line of thinking. The subtlety is what enables you to understand other people and situations, and to be able to resolve difficulties in situations in a way that is accurate and that can bring win-win solutions. One must be able to realize the truth that is beyond whatever positions people take, because most of the arguments and conflicts are about positions. I stand for this, you stand for that. None of those have to do with reality. And when you can see why does a person hold a certain position and understand what's really underneath it at a more subtle level, you can help to shift them into a place where instead of having positions, there is an understanding that all share the same goal and the same intention, and you can resolve what are apparently conflicts. And those conflicts can be internal to different parts of your own mind, that some want this, some want that, and to external situations. So the subtlety is what enables you to know when you should speak and what you should say and when you should be silent and when you should act and when you should be in a state of complete detachment and non-action. The subtlety is what will enable you to be accurate in the way that you live moment to moment, and understand the deepest level of the energy field and the energies that may be latent and not present, but that will emerge and can have backlashes if you're not aware in advance of what those hidden factors are in what bring a person, let's say, to confront you or to want to converse with you or have some relationship, or even within yourself toward others. What is actually motivating me to want to talk to this person, right? Though there are subtleties within the forces that determine what you think and feel and do, that unless you're at the root of what is that motivation, like a good actor or actress has to be aware of the subtext of the character, right? So the subtlety is the deepest level of the subtext of the character you're playing in this illusory world, until you realize the ultimate reason for there even being a subtext, which is that ultimate intelligence that has determined your presence here, and you can act from that level of your being. So the subtlety is getting closer and closer to God consciousness and away from the superficial justifications and rationalizations of the ego, and your ability to see through them and not believe in them.
Waking up this morning, and in your question of your resolution, the main thing that's coming up is no more complaints. Mm. And I know we have this sign outside that says, abandon all hope, you enter here, and I feel like it should. So I want it for my front door and to say, to abandon all complaints as well.
I think that would be a wonderful welcome mat.
And then in your response just now, because I've been questioning, well, how does one create that subtlety? Because it's enticing me to have more subtlety in life for all the reasons you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And now I'm seeing this link. I feel if one isn't in the demand and complaint circuit, mm-hmm. then there's more space. And maybe mm-hmm. that's then where the subtlety can appear.
Yes, yes. And as you are implying, a mature being makes no demands. You may still have desires, but you will make no demands on others. And you'll be able to take no for an answer without complaining about it. And give everyone the freedom to do as they must do, and give yourself that freedom. But the freedom to do it, in a sense, enslaved to truth, so that you cannot deceive yourself. And when you're in that level of subtlety, that you will perceive any self-deception, no matter how subtle it is, there'll be an electric shock if you're not being accurate to your true nature, then you will always be accurate. So to have true freedom, we must be God's slaves. There's no other way. And that slavery requires tremendous subtlety. How subtle is God? How many people perceive that presence? You must be in that divine presence, and then you will perceive everything that's grosser and for what it is.
Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Teachings with Shunyamurti podcast. For more information on programs and retreats, click on the calendar section of our website, www.satyoga.org. Our work is made possible by the generous support of our listeners, viewers, and members. To make a donation, please visit the donate page of our website. We thank you for your support in our mission to share this timeless wisdom with the world. Namaste.